I am Mike Dudas, and on this edition of the podcast, my guests are Clarissa Ayala and Leslie Burgoyne, who will give us all the scuttlebutt on the Lone Star Legal Aid Program. Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
Hello.
Good. Thanks for having us.
And I hope I said everyone's name correctly. I didn't butcher them.
You did.
You did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Great. So, I am so excited about hearing more about this program. I've heard about it. I know it's out there. And I know now's, I mean, what better time than right now to learn more about this program with all the challenges that we've all been going through for the past year or so. So from what I understand, for our pre-talk before we went on the air, Clarissa is based out of the Houston office. So Clarissa, you kind of want to tell us your job and give us an overview, and then we'll transition to Leslie, who's oversees the Galveston branch.
That's right. So Lone Star Legal Aid is the fourth largest service provider of free legal aid in the United States. As a program, we serve 72 Texas counties and four counties in Arkansas. That area covers about a third of the state of Texas, and it includes about 60,000 square miles from Texarkana down to Matagorda Bay. And throughout that area, we have 14 offices, including one in Galveston. So Leslie's the head of that office, and we handle a multitude of issues like consumer law, landlord-tenant, foreclosure, public benefits, environmental justice, and so on and so forth. And Leslie can give you a little bit more about, you know, what she sees on a day-to-day basis in her office and how they help the community.
How is the Lone Star Legal Aid Program funded?
We are funded by some government grants, and then also through private grants, and then also private individual donations. Mm-hmm.
So primarily through grants and then through donations, correct?
That's right.
Do you receive?
So no one has to pay us for our services. It's completely free. Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic. And are you all a United Way agency?
We are. Mm-hmm.
Great. Since the start onset of the pandemic, what has been the biggest need? I mean, what are you hearing from folks?
I'll let Leslie take this. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, I'm Leslie Burgoyne. I'm the managing attorney in the Galveston office at Lone Star Legal Aid. And since the pandemic started and the resulting economic depression, you know, most of the people on the island are in the tourism industry or hospitality industry, and a lot of people have lost their job as a result of the pandemic. So as a result, we have more eviction cases than we know what to do with. But we are also handling unemployment benefit, appeal of denial of unemployment benefits and things such as that. But the big challenge right now is certainly eviction defense, and that's where we have focused a lot of our energies on over the last few months.
Can you tell us where we stand on it? Because I've heard various things about how, the eviction program or the funds set aside for that has been extended. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it took a long time to implement. We've been waiting a long time, but as of February 1st, Galveston County does have membership in the Texas Eviction Diversion Program. And what that means is that that's a program, if you're in the process of eviction and you agree to participate and your landlord agrees to participate, then this program will pay up to 6 months of your rents. It also puts a hold on your eviction case for up to 60 days. And assuming you fulfill all of your requirements as far as paperwork and documentation that the program requires, then your eviction is not only dismissed, but it also gets sealed, which means that there is no record that an eviction case has ever even been filed. So that's a great new program that, again, just started as of February 1st. And there's some requirements as far as your income and, you know, you can't be in federally subsidized housing and things like that. But as of the last couple of days, now there's a brand new program. I don't know much about it yet, but I know that there's a new statewide program for rental assistance. And that's in addition to the eviction diversion program. Would so there's two options out there right now.
Is that the number one or close to the number one call that you're receiving from folks that are asking for aid? Is it people that are being evicted or on the verge of being evicted?
Well, to be honest, I'd say it's about a 50-50 split between evictions and family law. I know with the pandemic and quarantine and the associated lockdowns, everyone's kind of stuck in their house with their family. And if your marriage was on the rocks to begin with, it certainly is on the rocks now. Right. So about 50% of the calls that we get are for family law, people needing help, either doing a divorce or fighting for custody of their children. And so besides family law, eviction is the number one thing.
Okay, so walk me through the process. So if I picked up the phone and called your office and said, I need assistance, I am not able for whatever reason to pay my rent this month, and next month doesn't look very much promising either, what are the steps, hoops that I would have to jump through?
Certainly. So you would call our office and you would reach one of my wonderful administrative assistants. And what they would do is they would take some information to complete your application. Because first thing we have to do is make sure that you're eligible for our services. Not just anybody gets free legal services, you have to qualify. And so the first step is just making sure you qualify. And so my assistant will be asking you all kinds of questions about your income and your assets and your household size. And then they're also going to ask you some special questions that relate to specific grants, like whether or not you're a military veteran or a victim of a crime or things such as that. And so once you have gone through the process, then your application comes to me as the manager of the Galveston office. And then I assign you to one of my staff attorneys. Here in Galveston, we have three attorneys that work on cases, including myself. And so we divide up the cases amongst the three of us. And then you usually should get a call from an attorney within a couple of days.
And the process for help on paying your rent, typically are the clients that are calling for help are individuals who also have lost their job or just through the pandemic and reduced wages and stuff, just financially, everything's just become overwhelming and they just need help.
Certainly. So when you call me up for help, one of the things that I'm gonna ask is whether or not you've applied for government housing. And unfortunately, Galveston is not accepting applications for their Section 8 housing program. So even if you were interested in applying for government housing here in Galveston, it's not really much of an option for you. But ultimately, I would also ask you if you have applied for assistance through one of the programs that are out there, such as Catholic Charities or St. Vincent's House. And these are charitable programs that do offer rental assistance, but it's very limited in scope. I think it's up to $1,200 or something like that. And so I would encourage you to at least try those avenues. In addition to filling out the paperwork for the Texas Eviction Diversion Program.
And you also said about the other half of requests come under the umbrella of family law. So typically when someone comes to you, I guess under that umbrella of family law, what kind of assistance are they asking for? Like what are their situations?
We get a very, very wide variety of family law requests. I'd say a good chunk of it is divorces and custody issues, but sometimes people are calling with problems with CPS or they're needing some assistance with a grandchild or something like that. So unfortunately, our resources are extremely limited, and so we have to kind of prioritize those types of cases simply because there's so much family law to be done. And family law cases are quite intense. As you can imagine, each case is, you know, a year to 2 year long process and requires, you know, 10 dozens of hours of an attorney's time. So we really have to prioritize those types of cases. And so one of the important questions is whether or not you've been a victim of domestic violence. Obviously, if you're a victim of domestic violence, you get a higher priority. And your case is more likely to be accepted by our organization. Also, like I said, we do have specific grants for veterans and things like that. So if you were a veteran, then also your case would be more likely to be accepted. But assuming for a moment that you're not a veteran and you're not a victim of domestic violence and you just simply need help doing a divorce, well, we can still help you. It's just not going to be full service. Ultimately, at that point in time, we could help you fill out the paperwork so that you could file the divorce for yourself, and whether you are going to get your spouse to sign a waiver of service and a final decree, or whether you're going to need to have that person served and get the court to default them. Ultimately, we can help you with the paperwork either way.
Do you get involved in child support issues?
No, the Office of the Attorney General mostly handles child support issues. They're funded through the federal government and they have a lot more resources than we do. And so if it's strictly a child support issue, I would refer you to the Office of the Attorney General.
So if someone called and said, my spouse is just not paying child support, you would just refer them automatically?
That's right. I would tell them to call the Office of the Attorney General and fill out an application for assistance. The Attorney General's office has the resources to be able to track down that that deadbeat spouse, ex-spouse, and do an enforcement action. And if they refuse to pay, and if they continue to refuse to pay, then the Office of the Attorney General can have them thrown into jail for that.
Staffing-wise, describe your office.
We have 3 attorneys and 2 administrative staff members.
So are they all paid employees?
Yes, sir.
We're all paid employees. And I guess you probably are always never can have enough help, correct?
That's correct. I mean, if anybody is willing to volunteer to do some help, I've always got some filing that needs to be done or some brochures that need to be folded. So if you're interested in volunteering, please come by and let me know.
All right. And right now, what would you say is your biggest number one need?
My biggest number one need would be licensed attorneys to be able to take cases on a pro bono basis. And that's a little bit hard to find, especially during the pandemic, because, you know, when there's the risk of getting sick out there, it's hard to get people to volunteer to begin with. But especially when we've got this pandemic going and leaving the house involves a certain element of risk to your own health or to your family's health, that certainly makes it a lot more difficult to convince people to volunteer their time to be able to represent clients. So I would say our biggest need would be licensed attorneys to take pro bono cases.
How has the pandemic affected actually going to court? Are a lot of them being done via Zoom or just being delayed, or describe that? What's going on with that?
Jury trials are being delayed. It's very hard to do some type of a jury trial during the pandemic right now. So if you had requested a jury in some type of like a criminal case, then your case is probably going to sit on hold until who knows when. But I would say a good majority of cases are not jury trials. They're bench trials, which means that the judge hears the evidence and makes the decision. And so those types of cases can proceed with the pandemic going. It took a while for the judges around here to fully embrace the concept of virtual courtrooms, but it's gotten a lot better within the last few months. And so we are actually having a majority of court cases are being held by Zoom.
I think at the very beginning of all this, everyone was scared of Zoom or scared of the word virtual, but now I think everyone's embraced it. And it's like, in some aspects, like, how do we ever live without it? You know, to begin with.
Well, right. And I think that embracing a virtual courtroom was not something that they've done, that a lot of judges have done willingly. I think they've been somewhat forced into it by the pandemic. And I personally think that this is a trend that will continue even once the pandemic ends, once there's not a public health crisis anymore. I hope that we will continue to do Zoom hearings.
All right. In the minute or so that we have left, I'd like to bring back in Clarissa. Do you have anything else to add you would like to add from your end?
Not really, just how people can reach us. you know, they can reach the Galveston office by phone to apply either at 409-763-0381, or we also have a toll-free number that goes directly to the Galveston office that is 1-800-551-3712. But also, people can always apply on our website. It's up all the time on the homepage and on the actual Galveston office page. You can apply online at www.lonestarlegal.org.
All right, you'd like to give those phone numbers one more time and the website one more time?
Yes, let's see. So the website is www.lonestarlegal.org and the Galveston office phone number is 409-763-0381 and toll free is 1-800-551-3712.
All right. Well, I would like to thank Clarissa and Leslie for giving us all the scuttlebutt on this edition of the podcast featuring the Lone Star Legal Aid Program. If you would like to feature your business or organization on a future podcast, drop us a line right here at RadioGalveston.com. I am Mike Dudas. Thanks for listening.